This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my friend Devin Nunes, who's the CEO, the guru of Truth Social. And on Truth Social, people who post can be extremely helpful to those of us who don't take the most accurate notes and miss some details. And one detail that I missed was the striking coincidence of dates in the chronology of Russiagate in the summer of 2016 and the early fall of 2016. Devin Nunes' investigation when he was a member of Congress, I built a timeline, but now, these many years later, my memory dims. And so Margot Cleveland wonderfully posts a summary on the Federalist site. Devin retruths it. I get to take notes from it. Now I feel confident to speak to the whole matter because underway is a trial for one small piece of the Russiagate scandal, hoax. And it's Michael Sussman, an attorney, representing Rodney Jaffe, a tech guru, a tech boss, and the Hillary Clinton campaign through his law firm Perkins Coie. You see how complicated it gets? I haven't told you anything yet, but I was just trying to identify Sussman. He's charged with lying. The word lying, Devin, is mentioned 49 times in the opening statement. It's quite striking. Lying to the FBI, not only the FBI, but the general counsel of the FBI, James Baker. And that lie, Mr. Durham says, is a way of explaining the concoction of Russiagate, what we call generally Russiagate. And the first week of the trial ended with some drama. Not only James Baker on the stand saying, I'm absolutely sure he lied to me, again and again and again, but also the surprise witness for the defense of Robbie Mook, the campaign manager of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Devin, I don't remember Robbie Mook testifying before your committee in 17 and 18. It might have happened or he might have just declined. So I will ask in general, were you surprised by James Baker's testimony? Were you surprised by Robbie Mook's testimony at the end of the week?
Well, nothing surprises me with the Russia hoax now, John, but you're exactly right. Truth Social has also become the home of many of the best researchers that are out there on the web, people like Margot Cleveland, who really made a name for themselves during the whole Russia hoax because the fake news media, 95% of the mainstream media, just ignored the fact that this was a hoax, or they were on the other side of the hoax, actually perpetuating the hoax. So, you know, I think this week that I think it was a little bit of a surprise. It was odd that Mook was brought in. He supposedly had to go on vacation or something. So the defense, he was a defense witness. So I don't know why he just seemed to freely offer up that, yeah, Clinton knew about it, which, of course, we all knew that, John. I mean, anybody with a half of a brain, knew that the whole Clinton cabal and the gang and the DNC, they were all involved. They all knew this. You know, so did the DOJ, so did the FBI, so did all the fake news media. This is just an interesting charge that Durham has brought because it's just a small sliver of something that happened at the very, very, well, at the very, very end of 2016, right before, just days before the election, and then continued after the election when they really tried to triple down, so to speak, and get the appointment of a special counsel that ultimately ended up in Robert Mueller and that whole, which is a whole other criminal enterprise, by the way, that should be looked into, but just led to this, this dark chapter of American history that John Durham now is the last guy standing that can actually clean this up. And remember this all started happening in late 2015, early 16. We blew it apart. The House Republicans on the Intelligence Committee blew this wide open with the memo that I put out in early 2018. But, it's taken this long to actually get one case to trial to try to prosecute some really bad people. So it is an interesting I thought it was interesting testimony by Mook that he threw his former boss under the bus. Obviously, Baker stood by the fact that Sussman specifically lied about that he was just coming in just as a good old boy off the street. Just golly shucks, I just want to come in on my own. And just let you guys know about this really bad stuff that's happening between the Trump Tower and this and these computers, which of course the whole thing was a hoax, completely made up, completely fabricated, that Sussman knew damn well. So it's not just, from my perspective, it's not just that he lied about who he was being, that he was just going in on his own and not being paid by someone. The whole thing was a damn lie. I mean, he was, you know, he orchestrated the whole deal. So hopefully, I think the challenge Durham is going to have is not necessarily the evidence, which he clearly has to, or just in any normal situation, Sussman would have pled guilty and got a lesser charge, you know, probably could have got away with just some, you know, a fine and possibly some, a warning and that sort of thing. But, you know, this guy's risking, you know, years in jail, which, you know, I think he would only be doing this in the DC with a DC jury. I can't imagine if this case wasn't brought in DC, if it was brought in any other state, that he would roll the dice like this to somehow spend serious time in prison.
I pondered that, Devin, as I was reading the day's events at the trial. I was reminded of your remark. Why is he doing this? Why is he taking the risk? I don't have an answer, but something came to me as I was thinking through what was revealed about how Sussman conducted himself. He had the private mobile phone of the general counsel of the FBI to call up on a Sunday and ask to see him tomorrow. And Baker said yes. Now, they were colleagues together at the DOJ. They know each other for quite some time. However, it illustrates to me that their confidence, their arrogance and confidence, I mean everybody involved in Russiagate, comes from the fact they all know each other. They all go to the same parties together. They all hang out and give jobs to each other. This is what is called colorfully the swamp. That's what you were up against. That's why they thought they could toss you aside. They call up the media obeys. We see this again and again. And the fact that Sussman knew that he could plant this lie on Baker and figured that there would never be any consequences because, after all, Hillary Clinton was going to win. We all knew that, right, Devin? They all knew that.
Well, and not to mention, John, that you know, Baker was in on this too, right? So Baker
another part of it. He was in on another part of it.
He was clearly in on this also because this was also in the Steele dossiers. But Baker had to have known early on when the dirty cops at the FBI, which, you know, we still don't have the exact date. I mean, that's still something that maybe Durham has, he's going to bring forward. But remember, you know, they claim that they didn't open the official investigation until
July 31st of 2016, which never made any sense given what they've been doing before that.
Beforehand, they were running, you know, aspiring essentially into the Republican Party and the Trump campaign. So Baker had to be been witting of that. They all knew that it was a damn joke and completely fabricated because anybody who had received those dossiers, which this was all based off of, if you had any intelligence background whatsoever, it wouldn't take long to figure out that the whole thing was just a scam, which we now have learned through this trial. Even the Alpha Bank, kind of the last gasp, the October surprise of, oh my God, there's Russian bank, you know, communicating with Trump Tower. That whole deal was a scam too. And the FBI knew it within hours. I think there was testimony that came out this week.
Right.
You know, within hours, they knew that there was no truth to it. So, you know, the fact, you know, really, you know, in a country where you have high integrity folks running the Department of Justice and the FBI, you know, that should have triggered an investigation in and of itself. Is, hey, where did this come from? Who did this? Where did these thumb drives come from? You know, hey, it looks like, you know, somebody's trying to, there should have been an investigation that should have reverberated the other way immediately and said, wait a second here, who's doing this to the Republican presidential candidate who's trying to frame him? I mean, it's a, you know, that's what you would expect law enforcement to do. If somebody walks in something that's clearly bogus, they should immediately turn in that's looking to do damage to somebody who, you know, at that time, remember, you're a Republican, the Donald Trump Republican candidate for president. I mean, he's got Secret Service, he's got everybody around him, and clearly somebody's trying to frame them as being, you know, some tie to Russia. You would think someone somewhere in the FBI and DOJ would say, hey, you know, where did you get this from? But, you know, no, they just continued to push it, push it, push it. And it ends up with Mueller and, you know, that whole scam and dark chapter of American history. And, you know, here we are. You know,
here we are. Like, and about 14 questions came to me as you were talking, but I'm not going to ask them because I don't want to get ahead of Durham. He's already delighted me with the way the trial's been conducted. I love October Surprise, Devin. I just love that coming into the transcript. However, what are you looking for in the second week? Just any particular thing we should pay attention to?
Well, I think it's going to, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what defense does Sussman have. You know, does he end up taking the stand? That would be interesting to know. Look, I think we also should be, you know, continuing to watch the fake news media. The irony of people who appear to be in the courtroom based on reading their social media, yet they're in the courtroom, they're reporting live from there on social media, yet most of the fake news media outlets have not run a single story. So it's like the New York Times and the Washington Post, they haven't even run a story that I've seen that mentions that, hey, Clinton, knew about this scam that Sussman took to the FBI. She knew it. I mean, it's kind of a big story. And the fact that the people who were in on this, people who won Pulitzer Prizes, who were receiving the Steele dossier, knew about Christopher Steele, knew about Fusion GPS, are now in the courtroom, doing live posts on social media, yet stories are not being written about, one of the biggest scams in history, being a former Secretary of State, presidential candidate, who orchestrated this and knew about this and, ordered the famous movie, ordered the code red on Donald Trump. I mean, it's just simply amazing that watching these freaks in the fake news who were in on it, just do absolutely nothing and pretend like they don't know anything. No stories are being written. It's just totally bizarre.
Truth Social.
So I look forward to watching that.
Truth Social, to watch for Margot Cleveland's reporting. And it will always be there. Devin Nunes is always watching for Margot Cleveland's reporting. So am I at The Federalist. And you will quickly learn that your scorecard is all marked up and you need a new one because there's so many connections that we can make here. We'll continue in future. The Friends of History Debating Society, I'm John Batchelor.